Jeff,
on
the matter of bananas.
Yeah.
We are both having issues of muscles cramping up today. I just yawned. I just hurt myself yawning.
I scrunched my left foot up earlier, and it cramped up while I was doing it.
That's no good.
Yeah.
The underside of my face cramped up from yawning a minute ago.
I am obviously low on potassium.
We need potassium, and a good source of potassium, Jeff.
Bananas.
And we were having a little conversation about how we buy the bananas. Now, you don't like to buy green bananas. You like to buy your bananas ready to rock.
I like them ready to go, because when I buy bananas, I'm buying them to eat them, not to sit on them for a couple of days and then eat them.
See, I guess I feel pressure from the urgency of having to eat, like, of-age bananas. It's like, when you get them and they're ready, that means that in a few days they are past ready.
If I buy bananas that aren't ready yet, I forget I have them, and then they go all the way bad.
So my other thing is that I'm kind of okay with slightly underripe bananas.
I can get
like
by.
I kind of enjoy perhaps a little underripe banana more than I like an overripe banana.
Yeah, I don't like bruises on my banana.
Tell me about it, brother.
Yeah.
Bruised up banana.
I don't.
Saigon.
You get the knife and cut them out, you know?
Oh, God. You anesthetize them first or something? Numb them up, put a little ice on them?
Just do it to it, man. Just get it over with and eat what's left.
Oh. You and I are doing slightly different things with our bananas.
Oh, well, you know. Nice banana split. Actually, I'm kind of...
Pretty sure I've never had a banana split.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I've never been a big banana split eater, but I'm pro the idea, because I like bananas, and I like ice cream.
Yeah, throw the two together.
That's probably pretty awesome. Well, whatever, yeah, I've had a couple of, you know, banana splits in my time. Always at, like, you know, chain restaurants. It's like on the menu is a dessert item, and you're at Caro's or something, and you're hammered. Okay. I did a banana split.
Banana split.
Let's roast six flatbread sandwiches, banana split.
That's where banana split is spelled, which is B-A-N-N-A.
Banana split.
Banana split.
Banana split. Yeah.
Big stew.
Big stew.
But speaking of bad food decisions, Jeff, you were talking about how apparently there's been a series of events that's going to require you to have pizza tonight.
E3 is coming up.
It's true.
And I'm using that as a good excuse to not do anything.
Right, because like, I just handle it.
I can't do that because E3 is coming up. Like, right. I can't think about getting a new car until after E3. I can't go shopping for food until after E3 because it'll all go bad while we're at E3. Which is not true.
No.
I don't buy food that goes bad.
No, you buy frozen food.
I buy granola bars and Diet Pepsi.
Yeah.
That is quite literally what I live off of. That and, you know, whatever food I happen to catch while I'm out of the house.
So pizza is in your destiny for the evening.
There's no food in the house. There are a few of those, like, skinny cow ice cream sandwiches.
Those are kind of good.
They're all right, yeah. I got them in Costco because I thought I could go for an ice cream sandwich. And they're all right. But I only have vanilla ones left, and I think the chocolate ones are better. And I'm not a big chocolate guy, but that's just
what I'm chocoholic.
I'm not a chocoholic. I need my chocolate, girl. So, yeah, I don't know. The vanilla ones are all right, but I'm not going to, like...
I'm not going to have a meal
of two granola bars and an ice cream sandwich again. So...
Two nights in a row is one night too many.
So, naturally, the thoughts turn to, after I drop you off, I either need to stop off somewhere and get some food... Or I could make someone bring food to me, and I'm thinking I might order pizza.
You'll be driving by food to get from my house to your house.
I don't want any of that food, though. I don't want to go to Taco Bell. I don't want to do that. Not tonight.
About wings?
Chris came up over the weekend, so I had wings over the weekend.
Glorious wings.
I never order wings alone.
Oh, and there was a, do you want to talk about this? There was a Midnight Brown recording sesh.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we recorded a new song. It's called Cop Knife.
It's a bit of a departure, I'd say.
Cop Knife, yeah. I think you're the only person outside of me and Chris that's heard it.